You have to really have a curious mind to do this because you're stepping well outside your discipline. I'm not an oncologist. I'm not even an MD. I'm an entrepreneur who is a heavy scientific researcher, but that doesn't give me the same aplomb, if you know. So I don't have those kind of credentials. So, but still, my curiosity was so great. I said, I'm going to devote myself to educating myself about this thoroughly. Now, I already had the advantage of having pre-med courses. In the mid-70s, I took anatomy, physiology, biology, anthropology. I took a whole, all basically what constituted pre-medical. So I wasn't, I may be far afield from my career, but I wasn't far afield from my experiences of life or even my education, limited though it may be. And for everything I learned in all of my education constitutes 1% of what I know. You could probably say the same.
Oh, yeah. I've been researching my whole life, and I would say sometimes an education is actually in the way of being able to think proper.
Yeah, I hate to refer to someone as controversial as Frank Zappa, but, you know, his comment about, you know, I left school so I could get an education. Yes. It's not too far off the mark.
In today's world, I think it's very proper.